as an example, now we give a look to the first corrections that appear in the conserved Hamiltonian H hat that we had derived in the previous set of slides. So we have to compute all the commutators that appear in the combination of the exponential of ILP delta t over 2, ILQ delta t, and ILP delta t over 2. So we start from ILP and ILQ that we already said they are Liouvillians that are associated respectively with the potential energy and the kinetic energy. Then we compute the Hamiltonian H3, which is associated with the commutator of LQ and LP. So it's associated with L3. So we use the formula that we had derived in the previous set of nodes, and we obtain that H3 is simply P over M, the derivative of the potential energy with respect to Q. Then we go on and we compute H4, which is associated to the nested commutator, in which we take the commutator of ILQ and the commutator of ILQ and ILP. But since the internal commutator is L3, the new Liouvillian L4 is associated with the commutator of LQ and L3. And then we use again the formula which we have derived in the previous slides, now using HQ and H3. And we see that H4 is P square over M square, the second order derivative of U with respect to Q square. Analogously, we compute the same the Hamiltonian H5, which is now associated with the commutator in which we commute LP with the commutator of LQLP, so with the Liouvillian L5, which is associated with the commutator of LP and L3. We use again the formula that we have derived, and we get that this is equal to 1 minus 1 over m, the square of the derivative of the potential energy. Now use the formula that I have not proved, but that you can prove using the general formalism that we have discussed in during this lesson, that the complete Liouvillian, Liouvillian L hat is equal to the sum of LP and LQ plus two corrections terms with coefficient delta t square over 12 and delta t square over 24, and the Liouvillians that appear here are L4 and L5. But now remember that the Hamiltonian corresponding to a sum of terms is simply the sum of the Hamiltonians. And of course, if you multiply the Liouvillian by a constant, the corresponding Hamiltonian changes by that constant. And so H hat is equal to the Hamiltonian associated to LP, which is the potential energy, plus the Hamiltonian associated to LQ, which is P square over 2m, the kinetic energy. And then we have delta t squared divided by 12, the Hamiltonian H4 associated to L4, plus delta t squared over 24, the Hamiltonian H5 associated with L5. We replace the expressions that we have obtained before, and we obtain the result which is written here. And as you can see, we have been able to compute the conserved, the exactly conserved Hamiltonian up to terms of order delta t to the cube. And you see that the correction terms are quite fancy, since they involve the square of the force and also the second order derivative of the potential energy multiplied by p square. So we can apply this result as a check to the harmonic oscillator. So we do the derivative, and we see that we obtain H hat in this form. It is more or less a canonical Hamiltonian, apart that the kinetic energy is multiplied by a coefficient, 1 plus 1 over 6 omega squared delta t squared, and also the potential energy is multiplied by a coefficient. we had already computed a conserved quantity for the harmonic oscillator. Exactly right here. Note that we have an expression which is conserved at order delta t cubed with missing terms of order delta t cubed. So how do we connect our previous expression with this one? Well, remember that the quantity that we had computed was determined up to a constant. We had determined a quantity. If you multiply that quantity by a constant lambda, then that quantity is still conserved. So now we compute our h hat multiplied by the constant lambda, where I've chosen lambda 1 divided by 1 plus 1/6 omega squared delta t squared. Remember that our choice was that of keeping the kinetic energy canonical, so we'll p squared over 2m. So we obtain a new Hamiltonian with canonical kinetic energy, and then we can expand everything to order delta t squared. And once you expand everything to order delta t squared, remember that lambda is at this order as also 1 minus 1/6 omega squared delta t squared. We get exactly the old result. Apparently here there are missing terms of order delta t cubed, but since we have done an exact calculation at this point, we know that the result is exact.